We do this each week with our Out to Lunch guests. This week, Roe Crosby, the founder, president, and CEO of Tarot International, will share with us the answers to our three questions. Each week, we ask each guest the same three questions. What's your favorite book, your favorite movie, and your favorite job, if you were not doing what you're doing now? Roe Crosby in Quick Bites. Let's go.
Roe, welcome. Good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
We were together just the other day, as a matter of fact. You had this wonderful experience with a red carpet, the whole thing, when you previewed, if you will, your new video studio. It's astounding. We'll talk about that, too, a little bit later on.
Thank you. Yes, it's impressive.
Yeah, it is impressive. For one that has been in that field for a long time, to see private business do this, mm-hmm. it was really quite an experience, and good stuff. We had Kyle on with us not too very long ago.
You did.
Explaining all of that. All right, let's do Quick Bites. So all of our guests throw get the same three questions: book, movie, job. You look like you're prepared.
Well, I appreciate it when you send the questions in advance.
Of course.
It allows you to be a little bit thoughtful.
Exactly. So we'll start out with book. What book have you read, Roe, recently or ever, that's had an impact on your life? And what impact was that?
Well, I love books, so I read a lot of them, a lot of business books. And the one I've read most recently that has touched me pretty deeply is called Farsighted by Stephen Johnson. And he takes an interesting historical perspective at the decision-making process that we follow individually or as groups, and what goes wrong with that process.
So, are there things that go wrong with that process?
You think?
Yeah.
Yes, we don't always land at the right decision. And the title of the book, Farsighted, is really to acknowledge the importance of making decisions and their impact on the longer term. We're inclined to focus on the
true?
Short term.
Isn't
yes.
that true? The hot topic of the moment. Yeah, and I think when we do that, we become reactive, don't we, rather than proactive?
We do, and we often do things that aren't even in our own long-term interest because in the short term it seems expedient or it seems to make sense.
Yeah, how true that is. It's called Farsighted. All right, so we've got the book. What movie? Now, you know, Ten Commandments was just on, so.
They do tend to play that around Easter, don't they?
Yeah, you go, okay. But, as a matter of fact, I was in Mason City for that time period, and I did get a photograph of one of our dogs watching Moses.
So. Oh, hilarious.
With great intensity, by the way. All right, so what movie?
So I've given this some thought.
Yeah.
I love movies, but I rarely watch movies more than once. And one movie that I've watched several times is Invictus.
Invictus?
Yes. So that one you'll remember is the Nelson Mandela story. The reason I avoided it when it first came out is I thought it was a movie about rugby. And rugby is at the core of it, and it's symbolic and instrumental in helping him as the first democratically elected African leader in a post-apartheid South Africa.
Right.
And it's just a fascinating look at leadership. And somebody who was imprisoned for 27 years and came out with a heart of forgiveness for his captors and decided he needed to bring unity to South Africa and his leadership and the symbolism through using a rugby team in the World Cup that year.
Yeah, well, you know, rugby and Invictus, I have seen the movie. I would agree with you. It's a little off-putting because you think, okay, what is this rugby thing? And Invictus, well, it just didn't make. And then when you get into it and you understand
yes.
that it's about President Mandela and what a historical figure he was.
Oh, my goodness. Inspiring
yeah.
for all of us.
All right, so Farsighted, Invictus. Good choices. It tells us something about you, you see? All right, you are the president and CEO of a company that does business all over. If you weren't doing this, what would you be doing, Roe?
This is the hardest of the three questions for me, Michael, because I love my job.
Right.
And it's hard to imagine doing something different. But I also am at an age where I am thinking about what does transition look like at some future time. and I'm even preparing myself for what the next chapter looks like. I love businesses, especially entrepreneurial businesses, and I love to help people in whatever way that I can, whether it's through doing angel investments or helping mentor them through some of the tough transition points of business. So that's likely what I would do if I wasn't doing my current job, but I'm cheating a bit because I'm doing both.
So you're working into that other
area. I'm working into that, yeah. I don't have loads of time to do it right now, and at some time in the future I'll have more time.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing because knowing you as I do, and for full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen, I've known Rowena Crosby for years rather than months, and Tarot International has been a firm sponsor of the Business News Hour for a long time. The people that you work with, and I know you love your job, and you just answered the way every single guest for Out to Lunch has answered.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Everybody says, I don't know. You know, I love doing what I'm doing. I don't know what I'd be doing. And then they give something that's very similar to where they're at right now. You can always tell who loves their job.
Fascinating.
That is it. That is three quick questions. We call it Quick Bites with Rowena Crosby, talking about a book, movie, and job. Hang in there because we're going to start our Out to Lunch segment. We're going to dive deeply into Ro, her business, what she's doing, why she's doing what she's doing, and it's all in Out to Lunch as we do this at the Range Grill and Golf. Stay with us.
All right, go ahead. Click through for more from Ro Crosby as we go out to lunch at the Range Grill and Golf, talking about Tarot International and what she does for business people all over this country and others. Out to Lunch with Ro Crosby, just a click away.